Okay, we have some little news in brief bits in just a second. How alcohol can boost your sense of smell and how an angry face can make you look stronger. First of all, the BPS 2015 annual conference will be in Liverpool. Yay! Submissions are open for the BPS's 2015 annual conference. It's from the 5th to the 7th of May next year. The program timetable will include high-profile keynote speakers, hot topic sessions, a mix of symposia, oral presentations, workshops, and poster presentations across all 3 days. Submissions are sought for symposia, oral presentations, workshops, and the poster submissions. There's also something new called 5-minute challenge presentations. All submitters are advised to read the submission policy before starting the process. To focus the conference program, there are broad-ranging themes: behavior change, culture and identity, disaster, trauma and crisis, and the social brain. Don't be concerned if your proposal doesn't fit exactly into one of those themes. There's also a general theme. Thank goodness for the general theme. So look out for that. It will capture all the other research ideas. You can contact the BPS conference and events team. The conference will be at King's Dock on the Liverpool waterfront. So if you like the sound of that, there is a Twitter page. twitter.com/BPS conference. Why not get involved? Come to the annual conference, and while you're here, if you've never been to Liverpool before, it'll be a great opportunity for you to sample the delights of Liverpool. Okay, great stuff. Now, let's have a look at these two things here. In brief, how alcohol boosts your sense of smell. As our modern world relies overwhelmingly on sight and sound to transmit information, it might not strike you quite how acute our sense of smell is. In fact, we humans can outperform the most sensitive measuring instruments in detecting certain odors and distinguish smells from strangers from those of our relations. Believe it or not, well, there's more information on this in the BPS Research Digest. You can have a look at that on the BPS website, or this one here. An angry face makes you look stronger. No matter where you travel on Earth, you'll likely have no problem recognizing when someone is angry with you. From the plains of Russia to the beaches of Brazil, anger shows itself in a telltale facial display involving lowered brow, snarled nose, raised chin, and pursed, all right, pursed lips. Okay. A popular view has it that, besides reliably conveying anger, this particular constellation of facial movements is arbitrary and serves no other function. However, a team of evolutionary psychologists disagrees with that, and you can find out why by checking out the Research Digest of the BPS. So, lots of things there. Angry faces, smells and things, odours, alcohol. I thought it was the opposite, but there we go. And don't forget, the annual BPS conference will be in Liverpool. I'm assuming it's Liverpool, England, where I am, and not Liverpool, Australia, or Liverpool, New York, wherever. So hopefully we may see you here at the King's Dock on the Liverpool waterfront. So it's from the 5th to the 7th of May. Of course, you don't have to submit an idea for one of those things I mentioned before, but you can just go along to the conference from the 5th to the 7th of May, and while you're here, you can check out some of our tourist things while you're here. Have a look and see what you think. Okay, by the way, if you want to know what Liverpool has in store for you, or has had in store for you in the past, things that you've missed, but things that you can also look forward to, we do a podcast just on Liverpool. I'm going to give the address for our podcast. It is the Liverpool Radio Show, and the address is spreaker.com/show/Liverpool. At the moment, it's got 204 episodes in the archives. So check that out and find out what, find out more about Liverpool. It's a wonderful place to be. Okay, I'm taking a break. I'm going to make a nice cup of tea. Get in touch with us if you have any comments on any of those things I mentioned, psychologically related, or if you want any news or information or ask a question about Liverpool, where you can stay, which are the cheapest hotels, which are the best cafes to go in, where can I find myself a lovely cup of tea, any of these kinds of questions, please get in touch regarding that. Twitter.com/English Radio or Steve's Radio Show at hotmail.com. The good old-fashioned email.